We're talking about the work of the Wisconsin National Guard in these unprecedented times. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Evers announced last week that the Guard would assist local election officials as poll workers today. Thousands of National Guard soldiers were mobilized for the April election recall. Did you face long lines in April? How do you feel about the troops filling the needs of local clerks? What questions do you have about the Guard providing community COVID-19 testing sites? What's been your experience at these free sites? It's 800-642-1234 to join in. Major General Paul Knapp commands the Wisconsin National Guard. He's also the state's senior Homeland Security advisor and oversees Wisconsin Emergency Management. Major General Knapp, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, good morning, Kate. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Overview first, if you will. There are about 10,000 soldiers and airmen in the Guard. How many are mobilized right now amid the pandemic?
So, Kate, right now we have a lot of different lines of effort. The primary one that everyone is familiar with is the specimen collection effort. We've actually reduced those numbers a little bit. We're just under 1,000 right now, directly supporting the specimen collection effort. And there are a couple reasons for that. And the big one is the recent implementation of dynamic DITRA. Trying to remember the actual what that stands for. But basically, it's a computer program, an app that allows us to greatly increase our throughput at the sites. So it's been great in terms of the accuracy of getting everyone's information and getting people through the community-based testing sites, as well as it has streamlined the call center because folks are now getting emails for the negative responses, which has really taken the workload off the call center. That, in addition to, as you all know, we've got just under 700 service members out there at the polls, which just opened, and covering 40 counties and 141 municipalities.
Okay, and so are those the two central areas between specimen collection right now and at the polls?
Definitely. We also had a plan for a large presence during the Democratic National Convention,
right,
which was scheduled for next week. But as you know, that's gone entirely virtual. So now we've gone into a standby role for that. For the DNC.
Well, let's start with elections here. What are Guard members doing today at the polls?
Okay, so what the Guard members are doing out there is they're doing all of the same things that any other poll worker would do. They're not in uniform. They're in their civilian clothes. And we work very hard to get the service members from the counties in which they reside. Wisconsin law requires a poll worker to one of the things that are required is to be a resident of the county in which you're working as a poll worker. So that was one of the heavy lifts when trying to sort out the over 1,850 municipal and county clerks and what their needs were is to actually find the service members who are residents of those particular counties. And they'll look like any other poll worker out there. And they're doing whatever the county clerks need them to do in order to facilitate the election.
We're talking with Major General Paul Knapp, commands the Wisconsin National Guard. We're talking with him about the missions of the troops amid the pandemic, taking your questions as well at 800-642-1234. Major General, how much PPE, the protective equipment, are the Guard members working with in today's election compared to what they were doing in April's election?
So PPE, PPE is still a critical item in our fight against COVID. However, the primary item that they're going to be using out there today are going to be the masks. Masks have been found to be very effective in combating the transmission of COVID, but many of the polling sites have installed plexiglass and other things. We've supported the Wisconsin Election Commission largely through the use of the Civil Air Patrol to distribute PPE and equipment, sanitizing equipment, out to the polling sites. I've got a couple of the numbers to run down here because it's pretty interesting. Over 9,700 liters of disinfectant, 21,000 bottles of hand sanitizer, 330,000 pens, 5,500 spray bottles, 120,000 masks, and 330,000 disinfecting wipes. So a lot of protective and disinfecting equipment has gone out there to the polling sites to help keep them safe.
Have they been stockpiled at a central location? How do you get all of these supplies out to all of the polling sites? Logistics.
Well, logistically, it's also a heavy lift, which is one thing that the military is well known for doing a good job at. And so, yes, all of these supplies came into a central warehouse in the Madison area. My lead for this project is Brigadier General Robin Blader, and she also has a great team under her. And we've had a good partnership with the Civil Air Patrol, and we've also used some civilian contractors to basically take an inventory of what all those 1,850 municipal clerks needed. Some of them had some items left over from the last election, and then get those requests filled and out in time. We had items going out as late as Friday and Saturday this week in order to get all those items out to the polling sites.
After April, did you do like an after-action review to find out how the Guard did at the polls and what changes you could make this time around?
Absolutely. That's one of the things we also do very well in the military is after-action reviews. And both after the April 7th election and then the May 12th special election, we took a look at things that we could do better. And a lot of the communications with the clerks, or all the communications directly with the clerks, goes through the Wisconsin Elections Commission. So we've worked hand in hand with them to basically support their needs and requirements, and also to make any necessary adjustments from last time. I think the biggest thing is just communicating with the clerks early. As you'll remember, in April, it was kind of a last minute thing. We weren't sure what was going to happen. The Wisconsin Election Commission was working through all the details. It was early on in COVID, and so we didn't have the time to prepare. Whereas this time, the WEC was able to get the surveys out early to the municipal clerks and county clerks, and so we could start preparing early as to what their needs might be, especially in terms of poll workers.
Do you find that the clerks may be more open to having National Guard as support during an election? Is there more comfort level this time around, I wonder?
Yeah, Kate, I think that's a great point. And I think there is. That, you know, the first time it was done, as far as we can tell, it was the first time it was done in the country with National Guard assistance at the polling places was on the April election. And there are a lot of uncertainties and unknowns. But I think the reports were overwhelmingly complimentary. I got tons of kudos from the clerks directly to me about our soldiers and airmen out there and the assistance that they gave. So, yes, I think that definitely made a difference. I think that throughout this COVID response, the National Guard has been huge assistance to the state of Wisconsin. Extremely proud of all the soldiers and airmen and everything that they've done in terms of operations tempo over this time. And I do think that folks are more comfortable having the Guard out there, just realizing that we're your neighbors. We all live and work in your communities, and I think it's been an extra benefit or side benefit of our response is just getting that message out to the people of Wisconsin that we're here to help.
We're talking with the head of the Wisconsin National Guard, Major General Paul Knapp, about how troops are handling COVID-19 missions. Where do you think the Guard could help the most at this time of a health crisis? What events around the state could benefit from their presence? 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up in a moment on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we have the chief of the Wisconsin National Guard, Major General Paul Knapp, is on the line. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Guard's specimen collection teams, which we'll talk about here, continue to operate across Wisconsin, supporting local health departments to carry out COVID-19 testing. The Guard says they've collected 350,000 tests at free mobile testing sites from early April to present day. In what capacity could the Guard help serve in your community? What do you want clarity on about Guard missions? 800-642-1234 is the number. And Major General Paul Knapp stays with us. So looking at this specimen collection, what trends are you seeing in the communities that need free mobile testing sites, and how quickly can the Guard stand those up?
Yes, in terms of trends, across the state, as we know, the overwhelming trend is that community spread has increased in the last month, and that has therefore directly correlated with an increase in requests for testing. The way the process works is a county emergency manager, in conjunction with their public health personnel, make a request through the State Emergency Operations Center, and then we have a team, a specimen collection action team that takes in those requests, gets all the information that we need in terms of the request, whether it's a community-based test, some focused testing, which would be an example, would be like at a county jail, or if there's an outbreak, also could be in a congregate care setting, like a nursing home or a jail. And then they take all that information and then they bring it to the leadership group. And then we basically approve those and then rack and stack them for when they can be scheduled based on the availability of the teams. Our teams are very mobile and agile. We can take a team of 30 who can collect upwards of 1,000 tests at a community-based test site in a day, or we can take as little as 7 service members to go out to a smaller facility and really respond within a day or two if there's an outbreak.
Let's bring in a call now. Derek is joining us from La Crosse. Hi, Derek.
Hi.
Hi.
So I was wondering what happens to the people that are tested positive. Are they just let go, or do they quarantine them or send them to the hospital? What happens to them if they test positive?
Hey, Derek, that's a great question. And obviously the whole purpose of the testing is to find those people who are positive and isolate them and make sure that they get the health care that they need. So I mentioned the negatives earlier, getting an email, and I didn't mention the positives because that is where our focus is. And so then what happens is there's a couple different ways on how they can get notified. Sometimes we notify the positives through the state call center. And then they would give that individual the information that they need in order to get in touch with their local healthcare provider or health resources in their county. And then the public health folks in the county that they or the municipality that they live in actually check up on them throughout the course of their 14-day isolation. And then the other huge part is contact tracing. Really important. A person who's positive will get interviewed and we'll try and figure out where they may have been and who they may have been in close contact with so that we can contact those folks as well and get them quarantined if they don't have symptoms or aren't positive or isolated if they were to test positive for COVID.
Have there been shortages of testing kits in communities?
So in terms of our testing through the Wisconsin National Guard, we've had a very good supply. As you may have read in the news lately, that there is a shortage, a national shortage of reagent for test kits, and that has affected some of the private healthcare providers across the state. And we're trying to help in augmenting that capacity as well. But as the numbers of positives have increased across the United States, it has increased the strain on supplies for test kits.
We're talking with Major General Paul Knapp, commands the Wisconsin National Guard. We're looking at its mission in this time of pandemic crisis, taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Major General, when you look at communities and how they set up these free testing sites, oftentimes the images you see of are this backlog of cars just waiting in line. Are there different site approaches that you've seen that work better in terms of where you hold these testing sites?
Yes. Great question, and hopefully that the images that you're seeing are from file footage back in April and May, because today with the all of the advances that we've made in how we set up our sites, and then as I mentioned, the DTRA, which I do have a note as Dynamics Testing and Registration Application, it has greatly increased the speed and the throughput of these sites. So we design the sites based on first the layout and what we have available. So if we're at a fairgrounds, whether it's an indoor drive-through, whether we have walk-ups, everyone is designed a little bit differently, but we have a great template that we've perfected over the last 5 months in getting these community-based testing sites set up and operated. And really these days, if you were to go out today to some of the more busy sites in Milwaukee or Madison, you would find wait times well under an hour. In fact, I had reports of 25 minutes from start to finish in Dane County last week.
I want to turn to the National Guard activated when police clashed with protesters during the Black Lives Matter protests. What was the role of your soldiers?
So our number one role in a civil disturbance operation is to support local law enforcement. The thing that I tell my soldiers and airmen is we're there to keep people safe. We're out there to protect the safety and assist local law enforcement in making sure that people can exercise their First Amendment rights to free speech. That's our primary mission when we're activated in support of local law enforcement.
In late June, the governor called up the Guard's quick reaction force after statues were toppled and a state senator was assaulted. What is this force in particular?
So all National Guards across the 54 states and territories have a National Guard reaction force, which is made up of 500 soldiers and airmen. And it's for exactly what we described, so that we have a shorter timeline and a recall capability so that we can be available in a short amount of time. As you can imagine, with the National Guard, most of us have other jobs and careers outside of our participation and service in the National Guard. So the quick reaction force, what that is that's the first 125 of that 500 number that I gave you. And those are on a shorter timeline. I'll always say that it depends, but it's generally about a 12-hour reaction from the time that they're notified till the time that they'd be available for that first 125 soldiers and airmen.
How was it decided to use tear gas and rubber bullets on protesters?
So that was not our decision, and we did not play a role at all in making that decision, or did we employ any of those non-lethal arms.
Let's bring in Rita now in Green Bay. Hi, Rita.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to appreciate our young men and women in the National Guard. I have young friends that do that. I'm currently approaching 60, but in great health. But I just left my polling place number 4. Very excited about that. But the idea of having our young men and women at our polling stations, I think, is a great civic lesson, bringing them to a polling place to see democracy in action, where they can see their community expressing their viewpoint. Some of them, maybe they haven't voted, maybe they haven't been politically active. Also, the ability to alleviate the long day stress on some of our seniors. If we say that we're putting them at risk with excessive exposure, then our young men and women have the ability to alleviate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Rita. So civics in action, Major General.
Yeah, agreed. Thanks, Rita, for the shout out and your appreciation for the National Guard. I'll echo that as well. And it is. It's great. And it's a great demonstration for the young soldiers and airmen, as well as everyone else. And we really, in this COVID environment, we've really had to take a look at our poll worker volunteer force, which is largely the older Americans who participate as volunteers. And I think we're obviously, as you can see, shifting toward a younger demographic for that. And I think that can do nothing but help our democracy.
Very quickly, on the issue of federal funding, the government reduced funding for National Guard deployments. How will that funding cut affect the Guard's work in Wisconsin?
So that will not affect our work right now. We have the state is going to continue to use the National Guard, the state and Governor Evers, in its current role at our current capacity. And it's a 75-25 cost share split right now. And it's on the political side, they're determining how that's actually going to work out. But I know that we have CARES Act funding, also federal dollars that we can use for that state match.
Major General Knapp, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks, Kate, for having me. If I could just say one thing, I just encourage everyone to get out there and vote. Thank your poll workers, whether they're Guard members or not, and check in on someone. It's a tough time we're going through right now during COVID, and I'd like everybody to just look out for each other.
Major General Paul Knapp commands the Wisconsin National Guard. We'll be back after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.